morning, Audio Boo. I've been inspired to record a boo. I don't do that many, as some have pointed out, noting and pointing out is sort of the same thing, isn't it? So my brain's not quite awake yet. It's only 9 o'clock. I mean, after all, it's early. I particularly don't do many just sort of talking audio boos. However, I've been inspired to do one after listening to the wonderful Omani blog, Paul Omani, wandering up the Godalming navigation of the... Did he decide that it was the Wey Canal, possibly, or maybe the River Wey? I'm going to stick my neck out here, actually. I could have checked this on Wikipedia and I didn't. I'm going to stick my neck out and say that there must be a River Wey around there somewhere. Whether Omani Bug was on it or not, I don't know. Because my thinking being that there is a place on the Thames called Weybridge, spelt the same as the river or canal that Omani Bug was talking about. And it would seem, it would be pretty unusual to name a town after a bridge on a canal, given that canals are a relatively recent invention in this country. You know, we're only talking a couple of hundred years, maybe 250 years. It would seem to me that there has to be a River Wey around there, and presumably Wey Bridge is the point where the Wey enters the Thames. But anyway, that's not why I was inspired to do a message. I was inspired just because I haven't listened to Omani Bug for a little while, and I had cause to listen to him today, but I was really struck by the wonderful narrative that he sort of weaves into his recordings, that they still seem to, even if they're sort of unplanned and I don't mean sort of rambly in a pejorative sense, but you know, they wander from subject to subject. There's still a beginning and a middle and an end to them. There are still these little moments of suspense, little ideas planted which are then picked up again, or hints given as to the picture, allowing the listener to build up an image in their head without necessarily being told all the answers immediately. And it makes for a really interesting listen. I could see in my head these two dogs who, I don't think Omani Bug ever tells us actually what breed of dogs he's walking. So I like to think that he was walking two enormous dogs. I think maybe two large Rottweilers, maybe. or maybe something a little more with a reputation for friendliness. I don't know, two St. Bernards. And my reasoning for this was that the two ropes, they weren't just leads he was holding, they were two ropes. That the imagery is wonderful. And just the sort of progression along the path, the boats that he passes, the people he passes, it made for a really evocative recording, I think. So there we go. If you haven't listened to Omani Blog, where have you been? He is at Omani Blog. Let's see if I can actually spell this now correctly. That's Omaniblog, I think. But I may have got that wrong. Anyway, I would have done this by the Thames, but I couldn't be bothered to walk down the road. So it's from my flat instead. Bye for now.